Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon. We welcome you into the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sean Carey, Steve Jones on his way in to the Sunbury Motors studio as we speak. Sunbury Motors, Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Lots of ways to get in contact with us. You can email the show, stevejones at wkok.com. And on social media, too, give us a like on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Steve Jones PSU. In case you miss any of our live shows, you can always go to our podcast page at stevejonesshow.com. And a possibility coming up in the not-too-distant future, we'll have other ways that you can get our daily Steve Jones Show podcast. So we will keep you posted on that as we move right along. We're a little over 48 hours away from more basketball in the Sweet 16.
The ratings have been off the charts. The highest ratings and viewership of the NCAA tournament in 24 years. That's what this past weekend was.
I think a lot of people were kind of concerned. Yeah, I mean, there weren't any huge Cinderella upsets Thursday and Friday, but that definitely set up shop for some real great top-notch high-level hoops for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, close games. Yeah. Suddenly you look around and you flip from one to the other, and the ratings have been just off the charts.
And none of the games went into overtime. That was kind of the surprise with a lot of tight matchups.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, that's big. They have, almost 12 million viewers across the platforms on Sunday. They haven't had that audience, as I said, in 24 years. That's amazing. So it tells you.
I believe this is now the sixth or seventh year where you're able to go between the four different channels to find the game you want to watch.
Let's talk about that for a moment, because that has been a major difference maker in what we're seeing in the NCAA tournament. In 2010, the CBS didn't know what to do. They did not know what to do. They were losing money. They were hemorrhaging money at that point. And as they were doing this, they considered selling the package to ESPN, which would have changed everything as to how we see things today. It would have changed everything. And they were talking in late 2010 about selling off the rest of the rights to ESPN. And enter, when it didn't quite go, I mean, CBS was a little skittish about it, even though they're losing money. And they finally got a hold of Turner. Now, a lot of these collaborations at this point had never worked. Yet, to the credit of Turner and CBS, they've made it work by sharing personnel. It's made all the difference in the world for both sides, to the point where a contract that was put in place that was supposed to run out in 2024 was then just extended to 2032, and the extension is worth $8.8 billion because now everybody's making money. Before Turner came on board, I think the people in the Valley would have been able to see, probably would have seen Bucknell play West Virginia. But could a Bucknell grad in Ohio watch West Virginia? Well, let's go a little further. Let's go to Illinois. Could a Bucknell grad in Illinois watch the game? No. They probably would have had to have used a device. Instead, because of the collaboration, there's a game on CBS, a game on TNT, TBS, and now True TV, where once every 51 weeks we go back to True TV and go, hey, what's going on there? And now any Bucknell grad or Bucknell fan anywhere can watch the game. Like Mike Muscala can watch his alma mater anywhere in the country because it has its own separate spot. And they've been able to combine broadcast resources. You've got Casey Stearns down in Atlanta, Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith. You get the benefit of Brian Anderson, who's primary, you know, I mean, he's, you know, he's a TBS, he's the TBS baseball play-by-play guy. And you've got Kevin Harlan, Fox football and TNT basketball. And because he's on TNT for basketball, I mean, Kevin Harlan is outstanding, in my opinion, at what we watch when he's doing a game. He is outstanding. I mean, he's not good. He's outstanding. I mean, he makes a game seem bigger than life the way he does it. And that collaboration saved it. You will also see this year a report when the Final Four is done that there are more people watch the Final Four this year than last year. You're saying, well, how can you say that now? That's ridiculous for you to say that now. The reason is last year it was on TBS. This year it's going to be on CBS, which is over the air all over the country. You're going to have more people watching this year just for that reason alone. So they'll put out a press release saying, hey, look, more people watch. Well, there's a reason behind it. You're going to have to, I think the comparison is going to be, where is the CBS number in 2017 compared to the CBS number in 2015? But more people are watching it than ever. Now, obviously, yet we have not seen any returns on the wrestling championship over the weekend. I'm sure it did fine, especially in Oklahoma, Iowa, and Pennsylvania. The people in this state are ravenous over it. People in this state were watching a lot of wrestling this weekend, more so than the evening college basketball, especially when the five Nittany Lions were trying to go 5 for 5. And plus, there are a lot of people flipping over to BTN to watch Penn State play hockey against Wisconsin, because Saturday was just one of those memorable days that doesn't come along often for a fan base, and when it happens, it's very special. But for the rest of the country, the numbers are off the charts, and the NCAA tournament works. It works because you have alma maters of so many people playing, you know, 68 of them to begin with, and then there are people that are just fans of the schools. I'm a Duke fan. I'm a North Carolina fan. I'm a UCLA fan. I'm an Arizona fan. I'm a Michigan State fan. Whatever. That's why the tournament works. People fill out brackets. I'm winning. You're not. That's why it works. And now you've a highest weekend audience in 24 years for the NCAA tournament in terms of comparing the opening weekends. And that's why CBS and Turner have taken a losing proposition and now they've turned it into a winning proposition. No longer do you have to sit there and say, Great, they just took us to the finish of North Carolina and Xavier. It went down to the last shot, and I've been aching to see it, and I've been stuck on this game. Well, you don't have to do that anymore. And it's made a big difference for them.
I think if some, there may have been some people that were nitpicking about the Sunday schedule. Maybe those, like, they were aching to see UCLA. You had to wait till like 10 o'clock on Sunday night for that game to finally pop up. That's just because how the schedule fell into place. I mean, you had CBS with the triple.
Well, it's also where they played, too.
Yeah, on the WEFCO. Yes, they played out in Sacramento, I guess, right?
Played Sacramento.
Yeah.
Playing in Sacramento, that game got underway at what, 9:30, 9:45?
Yeah, I heard it used to be. Until they went to that four-channel format several years ago. I mean, it used to be all the games would be done by like 7 o'clock on Sunday night. But now, for the basketball fan, it's great. I mean, you got noon to midnight hoops, but just because of the fact that you got to wait till 6 o'clock to, if you have a choice to go from game to game.
53% of the country does not live in the Eastern time zone. All right, so while we're sitting there saying it's 9:45 at night, and the Eastern time zone does make up 47% of the population, 53% live in the Central, Mountain, and Pacific time zones. So that 9:45 start was 8:45 in Chicago. It was 7:45 in Denver, and it was 6:45 on the coast.
It's just that little caveat. Oh, it's pushing 10 o'clock, and I haven't seen Lonzo Ball yet play today.
Right. Yeah. I understand that.
That is what it is.
But instead, in Chicago, it's pushing 9 o'clock. I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah.
And in Denver, it's pushing 8 o'clock. I haven't seen him yet. And on the West Coast, it's pushing 7 o'clock. I haven't seen him yet. So we always think of things in an East Coast mindset. And we have to remember 53% of the population doesn't live in our time zone. Now, we have a significant population, I mean 47%, in our time zone. But there are other time zones. And they're trying to spread the wealth of games. They're trying to spread the wealth of games. And for the fans out there, yeah, we're going to, it's the last game. So do you want to start that game at 4 o'clock that time, 7 o'clock Eastern, and the other game at 1 o'clock? I mean, you've got to make those decisions. And they're trying to spread the wealth so that you can watch games. And, yeah, it gets a little late here. But
at least it's easy to find on TV.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can make it. You're fine. And, why does Sunday Night Football start at 8:30? It's a delicate balance. 8:30 start is to accommodate some sort of balance with the East Coast for Sunday Night Football. It's hard for Monday Night Football. In fact, on cable is a big plus. But over-the-air TV for Monday Night Football, you think about it, it's awfully difficult. Because in order for when ABC had it started at 9 o'clock. Well, in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, San Diego, Las Vegas, all these places, guess what they always had to do? On Mondays, they had to wipe out their profitable local newscast to carry Monday Night Football. And local news, I mean, you notice what time does local news start? 4 o'clock now? 4:30? Why do you need 2 hours of local news? Because they could sell it. That's why. I mean, local stations make a lot of money off local news. They make a lot of money off of it.
Well, even the morning news, too, starts at 4:35 in the morning. Yeah, there, too.
Again, because they can make money from it. And that's why they do it. And, CBS, 30-second timeout. How many times do you watch CBS or Turner in a 30-second timeout analyze the game and break down the strategy? Oh, no. No. Capital One needs to get in another commercial. Why? Because CBS needed to sell and Turner needed to sell. That 30 seconds is taken up by a spot. But they were very close in 2010 of selling the rights off for about $6 billion to ESPN. And they changed up and decided not to. And Turner entered. And when they entered, in terms of cash and openings, it saved the package, and they're coming off their best weekend in 24 years. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Kevin in Danville had a question about the IndyCar series.
And we that slipped past me. I didn't get that one.
No, we answered it during the commercial break. All right, so we're all set.
Yeah, we're good. Is it Indy yet? No, it's two more months.
No need to burden the audience on that one. I can't stand it.
We're good here. We'll stick with hoops.
It's all good. We'll find out what the wrestling numbers are. I'm going to be interested to see if the Penn State wrestling run translated to bigger numbers for ESPN.
I mean, I know this is the broadcast geek and me coming out, but I was bummed that our great friend of the show, Adam Amin, was not calling the game. He had some ESPN radio NBA commitments out in California over the weekend, so they reassigned him. But Mike Cousins did a great job.
Oh, yeah, no, he did fine. Mm-hmm. That's not the issue.
Oh, no, not at all.
He did fine. And Adam enjoyed it. I mean, that's something that's also important, that Adam did enjoy doing it. That's where you get assigned. That's why I always laugh when people say, sorry, you chose to do football over basketball this weekend, right? Whenever there's a conflict. I don't choose. Okay, just so you know, I don't make the choice. The choice is made for me. The choice is made for me. Steve, you're doing football this weekend. Okay. So, take Adam, for example. Adam went out and did basketball. Well, he did. I think he did it on ESPN radio, right?
That is correct.
Right. So that's ESPN assigning him to do that. So it's not like Adam sits there and says, you know, I'd rather do basketball. What? No. You're told. This is where you're going. So, like I said, I always laugh when people say to me, so you chose football over basketball. No, I didn't choose anything. The network looked at me and said, you're doing the football game. Go do it.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was Mike Tirico. He would do the big radio play-by-play events, national championship game for football, NBA finals. So now with him at NBC, that could open up a whole new shot for Adam Amin to move up the ladder.
Well, let's see, for example, how everything plays out at ESPN between now and June 30th. What we don't know right now is which on-air talent is being let go. We don't know that. That's a great unknown right now. It's supposed to be a cut of $100 million in salaries. You think about that. So, I don't think anybody can make any guess on who was assigned what at ESPN until the new fiscal year begins. Nobody knows who it is. Now, my guess is a young guy like Adam, who's commanding a nice buck at this point. Is probably not commanding a gigantic salary in comparison.
Sealands Grove, Sunbury, and Lewisburg turn first for news. Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We will be in Hummel's Wharf on May 3rd. for the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Sean will be in charge of beverages.
Can do.
We always like to put people in areas where they can excel.
I'm on it. Hydration's key.
We understand that Suit Light is going to caddy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Permission slip's already went through the system. Oh, good.
Oh. He's got senioritis. I mean, you know, your father just found out moments ago when I said it.
What a difference a week makes. This time last Tuesday, dealing with the snow, we've had a nice gradual snow melt between now and then. Nice warm afternoon here, so hopefully we can get a day like this on May the
gradual
3rd.
Snow melt?
It has been.
Come on. I want it gone. I want to play.
Oh, me too. I'd like to have it gone too, but I'm just kind of surprised just with the amount of snow that we've gotten, you know, all the patches of green that we're now, you know, been seeing over the last day or two.
Yeah. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Because what's happening? Not good. So there we are. All right.
You were able to get that replacement club from over the holidays, right?
Yeah, I got two of them.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, no. I got a 4 and I got a 5. As I told them, I said, hey, look, the reason I want to do this is, I said, hybrids... I have a tendency to hook the darn things. And because I have a tendency to hook them, I said, I just feel better just using a regular club. And so that's why we did it. And so, yeah, I got them. You know, the story behind it was a riot. Because they ordered it for me. I said, okay. So they ordered it. It came in, both of them, and they forgot who they ordered it for.
And then they sold them.
They sold them. Okay.
I do remember you saying the club pro felt really, really bad.
Jeez, I feel awful. I said, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
I mean, that opened it up. You could have gave him the business, but you're not that kind of guy. You wouldn't do that.
No. And I didn't. I was like, no. Nah. I said, don't worry about that. We're fine. And so, you know, we got it. It's all set. I've actually used them. Because in February, I could play. And, okay. So, it turned out great. Then it started getting cold and snowing again. So, oh, great. So it's like, it's been a slow melt. I'll give you a slow melt.
I know you're jonesing to get back out there. No pun intended. Well, last month, were you able to get a full 18? I mean, were the conditions good enough for 18 or just 9? Or
I played 4 times.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I played 4 times. Got out there. So, I mean, it worked out really well. Worked out really well.
Has the broadcast partner been out a few times?
He has, except he's gone to Hilton Head.
Well, that's right. He did have the California trip and then down south, yeah.
Oh, he's got the California trip coming up in July, too. So
another one.
He was telling me about that today. Like, okay, great. So.
Oh, that's right. He'll probably make a trip in to see you and take in at least one practice or two before Blue White, I would think.
Oh, yeah. No, he will, because he's already... I gave him the practice schedule yesterday. So he's all set on that. And
So they'll be out ready to rip tomorrow morning before sunrise for practice number 1?
No, it'll be in the afternoon.
Okay.
It'll be in the afternoon. Then they have a coach's clinic coming up this weekend, and there's all sorts of things going on. And that's good. I mean, that'll be a plus for them, and just to get going. They've got 15 practices. Three of them have to be without pads. But as I was talking earlier, I mean, the big difference you have now is that the creativity for these guys as a coaching staff doesn't come as much into play as it did before. And the reason it doesn't is because they've developed some depth and they don't need to be as creative. And that makes a big difference for them. Now if you have a tackle go down, you now have a backup tackle ready to go. And that's, last year they lost three offensive tackles, two starters and the primary backup. Now, we don't talk much about that because they still ended up winning the Big Ten championship and going to the Rose Bowl. Well, that's pretty amazing, really. I mean, I think that's absolutely amazing. Now they don't have to do that. It's going to be interesting to see how they want to solve the center part. It sounds like Connor McGovern and Ryan Simpson will be the first two guys going there at the center spot, at least to start. That's what he talked about today. It's not as if those two guys don't have experience. I'll give Ryan Simpson some credit. Ryan Simpson, a walk-on out of Hollidaysburg. His credit's really come on, and especially the second half of last season. And he, and because of that, they can try this first. I think once they feel settled in, then they'll make a final decision as to what they want to do. So that's, that's what we have. And I think when I look at them, people will look at wide receiver. This is going to be a time where Blacknall, Tompkins, Juwan Johnson, Urban Charles. I mean, they're going to have to step up, and Deshaun Hamilton will have to and now, I mean, they'll have to step up at wideout. Now, if it's somebody else getting into that mix, could. They're going to take Josh McPherson and move him to running back. Jonathan Thomas is going from linebacker back to running back. Noah Bay's no longer on the roster. We know Antoine White's no longer on the roster. I'm trying to think if anybody else has made a move. There really aren't many moves that they've made, but Jonathan Thomas was one. They took him and they put him back at running back. And then McPherson, who had been playing wide out, is now back to but those are the only ones I know of at the top of my head. That, like Brennan Brosnan is decided to step away from the game. Bay's going to Delaware. I think that's about it. That's about it. So, looking forward to it. This is going to be fun to see. And there's certain elements that come into play here with this. Every team does, and I've talked about this repeatedly, but there's a point to it. Every team does take on its own personality. So the 11 seniors that you lose take their personalities with them, and you do have a change in the dynamic of the football team. And the one thing you need to avoid in all of this, don't be complacent. Cannot be complacent. Hey, look what we did last year. Great. We're good enough now. We can play. You got to be hungrier now than ever before. You have to be hungrier now than ever before, because now it's not just looking at a wounded Penn State. This is now looking at a championship Penn State. You are now, if you go from the hunter to the hunted, well, it takes a mentality to get through that. Now, they had to fight through that the last month of the season. Once they beat Ohio State, everybody then started zeroing in on them. I don't care who it was, Michigan State, Iowa, Rutgers, USC, Wisconsin, and that's the way it went. So, that's going to take a different mentality. Because, again, you don't want to, you want to strive for more. And you can't get complacent. Now, can they find enough at linebacker? Bowen, Kabinda, Smith, Cameron Brown. Cam Brown's put on more weight. He's quicker. Makes a big difference. It'll help them depth-wise, too. Now, Jay Cooper has been coming back from getting banged up. But I think Cooper plays a role in this somewhere down the road, too. But that's one area where the recovery at linebacker depth has been a little bit slower than some people anticipated. So that's been a little bit slower. So they've had to be, at times, creative there. So, look, it'll get there. It'll get there. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sunbury Motors Lincoln continues to satisfy the most discerning buyer by making American luxury affordable. If you are looking for a midsize SUV, the Lincoln MKX has to be on your list. Sunbury Motors Lincoln has a brand new 2016 Black Velvet MKX all-wheel drive with navigation and panoramic vista roof with an MSRP of $48,640 for only $43,352. That's $5,288 in savings. You can choose from 12 MKXs in stock now. Sunbury Motors Lincoln has 5 2017 Lincoln Continentals in stock, ready for the test drive of your life. The 2017 Continental won the coveted 2017 AutoGuide.com Reader's Choice Luxury Car of the Year Award. Sunbury Motors has a 2017 Continental with an MSRP of $48,315, discounted to $46,315. Now is the time to see why more people are realizing they can move up to a brand new Lincoln from Sunbury Motors Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car, picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself, and negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word: Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. I'll be interested to see what the ratings are like, or the, you know, the viewership numbers are like for the NCAA Wrestling Championship. And, you know, just to see if what kind of national impact Saturday night had, you know, and it can go one of two ways. It can go with, look, you know, it was exciting, it was dynamic, it was
a lot of Penn State people across the country watching, casual people getting excited by the caliber of wrestling, or could flip the other way. Oh, great, Penn State, and don't watch it. I'm talking about the casual fan. Well, here they go again. Like, how excited were you as a Penn State fan back in the 80s and 90s watching Iowa win every year? It's just something to consider. Just because Penn State's winning now doesn't mean the rest of the country shares your excitement. they might not share your excitement. So, and it may have been exciting and dynamic. So, maybe they did. I don't know. That's why I'm going to be interested to see. I want to say they got, between 600 and 700,000 viewers last year for the final. I think it was right around that neighborhood. 600 to 700,000. So let's make it easy. Let's use the threshold of 700,000. Did they advance it beyond that? Stay the same, fall back. And again, I use the example of Iowa because I want to put you into their shoes that they're feeling now. How excited were you as a wrestling fan when Iowa won every year? How exciting was it for you when Iowa had five champions? Probably not two. Just guessing. So what may translate extremely well in Pennsylvania might not translate extremely well across the country. I don't know. Or is it so much fun to watch dominance and excellence and see a group create some history? Was that enough to draw people in to watch it? Because, of course, the style Penn State wrestles is exciting. And the basketball part has done exactly what it needed to do. I mean, getting nearly 12 million viewers across the platforms did a lot because this contract means a lot to every sport except for football. But as you notice, all the moves that have been made in college sports have all been made because of football. Everybody else has had to really work around it. I mean, Penn State, you're wrestling Nebraska, Maryland, Rutgers, you're playing those schools in those particular sports. 20 years ago, you didn't. It's in everything. Missouri had to find itself a home. The SEC doesn't have wrestling. I believe in the SEC, they are the only SEC wrestling program. So they're in the MAC. I know a lot of people have talked about expanding the college football playoff. But how far do you want to take it? I'm fine with four right now. I am fine with four. College basketball, I'm fine at 68. It's good enough. No need to expand anything. I mean, did we really need to see Syracuse? Really? Did we? No. 68 is the right number. Four is the right number in college football. Now, I know there's always that eagerness to expand, make it bigger, across the board. But there has to be a limit. There has to be a limit. And there has to be something where it's special because it's not easy to do. Take Sean, for example, sitting in that position, making it look easy. When it was thought to be not easy to do. Stop laughing.
Comedy break. Needed it.
Just,
I mean, look, we could have you do something like selling digital media if you want.
I'm fine right here, thanks.
I just checking to make sure. I just want to let you know what the options are.
Hey, we got a guy for that.
Oh, did he make a sale?
He says many. All right. Hitting goal this month. Yay.
Okay, many's like defined like by some people's too.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.